What do you do when an employee presents you with an ultimatum? I'm Greg Schenkel, president of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems. And gosh, it's awfully awkward when an employee comes to your office and says, either you do this or I'm quitting. What do you do when you're faced with that proverbial gun to your head? Do you give in to the ultimatum? Do you turn it down flatly? Well, I've got a couple of suggestions. First of all, I'm not a big fan of ultimatums to begin with. Not only should they not be making one to you, you really shouldn't be making ultimatums to them. And I don't believe you should ever really give in to an employee ultimatum. If they make it a point where either you do it or they're gone, then you might decide to say, I guess you're giving me your notice. Now, that sounds a little harsh, and I know some of you worried, hey, I don't want people to quit on me like that. Well, I'm going to give you a couple of suggestions that you could do when you do have someone present you with an ultimatum. First off, do not agree to the ultimatum. That's step number one. You're not going to say yes to, you know, either you do this or I'm out of here. You never say, okay, well, then we'll do what you're suggesting. So don't agree to an ultimatum. That's step number one. Step number two is give them a chance to walk back the ultimatum. Now, that's instead of just flatly declining it and say, I guess you're quitting. You still might want to keep the person. So what you do is you simply say, you know, when you present it like that, I have to tell you that my inclination is simply to decline it. And yet I know that you're a valuable person on the team. And so I want to give you a chance to see if you want to reword what you just said to me to make it a little bit more of a, or something that we could discuss and work out. Would you be willing to walk back your ultimatum? So now you're giving them a little escape hatch so that they can change their mind without losing face. The third step of an ultimatum, of course, is to avoid making ultimatums. And you could coach the person not to do that again in the future, but what about the ultimatums that you make to employees? Either you fix your attendance problem or you're fired. Well, that is an ultimatum, and it might even be part of a performance discussion that you have, but I'm not a big fan of threats. First of all, if you're going to make threats, you have to follow through with them. And isn't your goal really to support and coach the person to change their behavior to meet your expectations? So, not a big fan of ultimatums. When they're presented to you, you've got to decline them and then help them walk them back. And of course, you as the leader need to avoid making ultimatums. Now, once you learn that little leadership skill, you might decide you want to work on some of your other leadership attributes. And of course, that's where we come in. You could take part in our frontline leadership training program either by having us on site or by enrolling in our public workshops or maybe using our new technology through our virtual training studio. It all starts with a conversation at our website at uniquedevelopment.com. And at that time, we can discuss the needs of your organization and make sure that we're a good fit with the goals that you have. Now, you can also connect on our social media platforms. This particular leader feeder is available on YouTube. It's available as a podcast. And no matter what it takes to help you become the leader of your potential, to fulfill your potential as a leader, we want to be your partner in performance.